the three ball.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJZ are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Deep three, Porries, yes! Deep three, Anderson Porries.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, and Huron Regional Medical Center. The Tigers are also brought to you by Carr Chiropractic Clinic, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates, the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, and Hartman Physical Therapy. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, TV Sports, The Scoreboard, Gary Zell Auto Glass, South Dakota Attorney General Office, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, The Diamond Store, Bauman Agency, Meyer Auction Service, Double D Western Wear, and Home Instead.
Long rebound out, Elwine has it with 5-4 to go, and he'll dunk it to end it.
He's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Welcome to Sioux Falls, the Denny Sanford Premier Center. The Huron Tigers in the AA Boys Basketball Tournament for the first time in 5 years. Huron and Brandon Valley to play the final game of the day here in Sioux Falls. The winner will get Harrisburg, who just finished off Watertown just a few moments ago. Watertown winning 71-56. Guess that's an early Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Now it's time for the Tigers and Brandon Valley. The two teams played 3 weeks to go, with Brandon Valley coming out with a 20-point win. It was the last game of the regular season for the Huron Tigers. In fact, 3 weeks ago, Huron has played once in the 3 weeks since. That was the Sodak 16 game, the win over O'Gorman to advance to the state tournament. So now it's a lot of waiting, and now we're ready to play some basketball. Huron comes in with a record of 13-8. Brandon Valley 16-5. Brandon Valley is the number 3 seed, and the Huron Tigers are the number 6 seed. Let's do a Gary Zell Auto Glass scoreboard update brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron. First game of the day. Top seed Mitchell took a little while, but they did shake off Sioux Falls Jefferson 69-61 in the first game of the day. Then Washington slipped past Roosevelt 52-45. Now Watertown Harrisburg just finishing up, with Harrisburg winning by a score of 71-56. Had a chance to talk to both coaches, Craig Nelson, head coach of Brandon Valley, our own Tim Budnagan. Those interviews coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
This is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our final game, first round, AA State Boys Basketball Tournament. Brandon Valley, Huron Tigers. Brandon Valley seeded 3, Huron number 6. Craig Nelson, head coach of Brandon Valley, coming in with a record of 16-5. And coach, a long season here. Here we are, the middle of March. March Madness upon us here. You finished out the season, a record of 16-5, 3 seed. Obviously, a good season for you thus far.
Felt really good about, you know, what we've kind of morphed into as a team, and feel like we've gotten better throughout. You guys have figured out their roles a little bit, and so I feel good heading into this thing.
Now, you played Huron about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. It all kind of melts together on me right now. But that was a game where you guys just caught fire early, kind of a snowball effect, and cruised to a 20-point win. I don't know if you bring a whole lot out of that to tonight.
I don't think that game will look anything like tonight, you know, in a regular season game at home compared to a neutral court. And teams have had plenty of time to adjust things, put in a new game plan. So I don't expect anything of what happened 3 weeks ago to help or hurt tonight.
Now, one thing that has always kind of fascinated me coming to this big venue, obviously the AA schools playing a little bigger venues than some of the smaller schools, but still, this is wide open. Sometimes it takes a little while to get the shooting going.
Absolutely, it does. Plus, teams haven't played for 2 weeks. So you combine that with playing in a different environment. Sometimes those first-round games can be a little bit ugly. Sometimes the first quarter of those games can be really ugly.
So overall, just talk about your approach to Huron first off.
You know, they're because of how young they are, they continue to get better. Guys are figuring things out. Quick, scrappy, put the ball on the floor and get by guys. Got shooters around them that can make shots. We're going to have to be really on point defensively and, especially cover Blake and cover the guys that are going to drive and make plays.
And just overall, you know, this is what everybody works for. You go back to summer, and for some of the boys, I suppose, 3-4 summers in a row. And, you know, it's just one step at a time, and today's the first one.
You know, we haven't got there for a few years, so this is new to these guys. They'll be playing their first game in the state tournament. Some of them have been there with older brothers and stuff like that, watching these things, but now they're on the big stage playing in it, and hope they can come on and play really well.
Craig Nelson, head coach of Brandon Valley. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Tiger moment is 1978 graduate Dwayne Haugen. Dwayne was the fastest man in South Dakota. He went undefeated in the 100-yard dash in 1976-77 in his senior year of 1978, leading the Huron Tiger boys 3 consecutive ESC track titles. After that, he went to South Dakota Tech, where in 1980 he had the fastest 100-meter dash time in the country. Dwayne was inducted into the Huron High School Hall of Fame in 2021.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Continue our pregame here, getting set for this first round AA State Boys basketball game here on Tigers Brandon Valley Lynx to wrap up this first round in Sioux Falls. Here on the number 6 seed, Brandon Valley, the number 3 seed. And, Coach, boy, after you go through a season that, putting a lot of games together, a lot of practices together, it's a lot of hurry up and wait here, but finally the wait is over and we're ready to play in the state tournament.
Yeah, it's been a long haul. Even though that we cut it into increments, it's still been a long time. And I think the guys are anxious to get on the floor. They seem to be loose. Obviously, we have nothing to lose tonight. So we got to go out there and attack and play our game.
You know, and one thing I always think about, this kind of fascinates me, and I saw it last week covering James Valley and the girls, these bigger arenas, it can take a little getting used to shoot. I know you had your hour yesterday, but still, the wide open spaces, it's a little different look.
Well, wide open space, state tournament, big crowds. I mean, Watertown, Harrisburg will have a nice crowd. Brandon will have a nice crowd. Hopefully we'll have a nice crowd. So ESD flavor, it's a community. You know, it's a community thing now with the schools that are here. So the atmosphere, I think, will take a while to get used to. The nerves, the energy, will take a while to settle down. But we got to come out with some energy. We got to play. You know, we got to play. We got to hustle them. We got to be physical, out tough. All those gritty, all those words that really you can't measure in a stat sheet. We got to be.
Now, Brandon Valley, we play them exactly 3 weeks to go. Was not our best night. Felt we came out kind of flat because we'd win the big game previously against O'Gorman. And really, what we saw that night from Brandon isn't really what we're going to see tonight, because they played a lot of seniors for senior nights. A couple of guys started that aren't usually in the rotation. But you know who they are, and you know what they do.
Well, we got to take away the paint. I mean, the last four games, they've been going inside to Altoff, to Anderson. Zur does a nice job of cutting to the basket, Delaney. And then when you take that away, then they can pitch it out to three-point shooters. They're capable shooters, but we got to take care of the paint, because that's their number one thing. They're patient enough, you know, to swing the ball around, look inside. That's what they want to do. Now when you double-team, now they'll kick it out. Now they'll try to shoot it. And then even if you do that, when the ball goes up, now you got to body them up, because they get a ton of offensive rebounds. And that's the easier shot, was when they get the rebound, because now they're right at the glass.
You know, and on the other hand, when we attack, you know, 3 weeks ago, it was really Carson Evans was our offense off the bench, double figures, had probably his best game of his career. We need to have more of Carson, more of everybody else.
Well, it's got to be a quick strike. We got to get the ball out. We got to race the ball down the floor. It's got to be our pace. If the pace is a frantic pace and we muddy it up a little bit, that's going to be to our favor. Now, if it's a pretty game where they can move the basketball side to side, kick it in, kick it out, then that's going to favor them, because they won't really want to slow it down. So I would call Brandon a front runner, meaning that if they get up, they're going to be really good, but can they play catch up? I mean, can we get them down enough where they got to do something that's out of their character?
And just wrap it up with this. You know, it's been a little while here since we've been in this situation, state tournament. Just want to show Orange and Black is back.
Well, absolutely. We want to show that, you know, if you're going to go against us, we're going to play till the end. We're going to be courageous. We're going to be tough. We're going to be physical. We're going to be gritty. We just want people to know that they're going to be in a game when they play us.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers, timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit hrmcphysiciansclinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
If you're like a lot of South Dakotans, you've made a purchase online for services or products and have had no issues. Unfortunately, scammers view the Internet as their playground, and they're constantly deploying new scams to attempt to take your hard-earned funds. Fraudulent websites have grown by leaps. Consumers and businesses need to check all aspects of a website before making any type of purchase. Questions regarding this scam should be directed to South Dakota Attorney General's Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Trey Sorens, 10, guard, junior.
Colt McNeil, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Ogle, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Rindecker, number 23, junior, and I'm a forward.
CJ Gainey, number 24, senior, guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Porsche, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Kobe Holfer, number 42, junior forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior guard.
Hayden Terson, number 50, senior guard.
Mason Jurgens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore post.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening, everyone. We are back here in Sioux Falls getting set for our AA State Boys Basketball Tournament. And let's do another Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update again at the AA today. Top seed Mitchell pulled away late, defeated Sioux Falls Jefferson 69-61. Five seed Washington defeated number four Roosevelt 52-45. Game just completed. Second seed Harrisburg defeated number seven Watertown 71-56. That game was closer than what that final score indicated. The Class A tournament out in Rapid City. Top seed Sioux Falls Christian took care of Vermilion 74-48. Dakota Valley, the two-time defending champion, held off a late rally and defeated Pine Ridge 62-58. Hamlin and Groton playing now. And in Class B, top seed White River defeated Viberg Hurley 72-57. Game we had on over on KOKK, 12:10 a.m. Howard got off to an early lead and defeated Wessington Springs 53-38. And just completed, DeSmith, the three-time defending champion, defeated Gregory 41-38, and that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll take a timeout here of 1 minute, come back. We'll have starting lineups and more on the way. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
With your unique needs in mind whenever they arise, even beyond our full-time office hours. Call 605-353-1112 and learn how Bauman Agency of Huron provides crop insurance from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency of Huron is an equal opportunity provider.
Neighbor, family, community, friend, local business, and for over 17 years, Double D Westernware has been just that, a positive part of your community. And just like your family, Double D Westernware has grown. Not only do they have clothes for every member of the family, including infant wear, by the way, but beautiful home decor, cologne, perfume, footwear, and fashionable sunglasses. Make your day happier. Stop in and shop local at Double D Westernware in Huron. Open every day of the week.
And we are back here in Sioux Falls getting set to go with our final game of the day, AA tournament. Winner will advance and play Harrisburg in the semifinals tomorrow night. Loser drops to the consolation round and will play Watertown tomorrow afternoon. Here's the starters for the two teams. As soon as I find where I put my score sheet, there it is. Brandon Valley, record of 16-5. They will start Landon Dulaney, a 6'1 junior. Aiden Zur, a 6'2 junior. Braden Miller's a 5'10 junior. Hayden Anderson, a 6'6 senior. And Josh Altoff is a 6'8 senior. Craig Nelson, head coach of Brandon Valley. Here on Tigers, head coach Tim Budnagan will start Colton McNeil, 5'11 junior. Gavin Moding, a 6' senior. CJ Gainey, a 6'1 senior. Blake Elwine, 6'8 sophomore. And Anderson Porish, a 6'3 freshman. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game, Luke Langners, Shane Gottlob, and Matt Cadwell. They are the law on the court and backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Another 1 minute timeout. We should be ready for tip-off. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Forum 25, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auctions specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Home Instead Senior Care is looking for caring and compassionate caregivers in the area to become a part of their team and join their mission of enhancing the lives of aging adults. No experience necessary. Home Instead Senior Care will train the right individual in Huron and Mitchell. Apply online, homeinstead.com/425, click on Careers. Home Instead Senior Care is an equal opportunity employer.
55 at 1340.
And we're back here getting set to go with our AA tournament, and just had the moment of silence for Brandon Valley, former Brandon Valley basketball coach Brent Deckard, lost his battle with lung cancer yesterday. Coaches for all the teams are wearing T-shirts in his honor. The game honors toughness was always his motto. I was fortunate enough that they included me in the shirts, and I'm wearing that as well. And right now, plan to wear it here for the entire state tournament today. And again, a huge loss all around. I know he and Coach Budenhagen were very close, very tight, shared information for years. Coach Deckard, coach, I believe, for over 20 years, retiring just 3 years ago, and that was right after he got his diagnosis and died yesterday, and we all are honoring him. As I said, a great guy. I always enjoyed visiting with him when I could pry him and Budenhagen apart, because it usually took about a half hour to do so. Still doing the lineups here. Let's take another 1 minute timeout, then we'll be ready for tip off on Dakota Sports.
From the Diamond Store, we want you to know that we know. What do we know? At the Diamond Store, we know you want honesty. At the Diamond Store, we know you want quality. At the Diamond Store, we know you want great service. At the Diamond Store, we know your jewelry is important to you. It is to us as well. So come to the Diamond Store, your local hometown jewelers, who just know. We're here for your engagement, anniversaries, and all the days in between. The Diamond Store, 218 North Main, Mitchell.
Kurtz Heating and Cooling wishes the Huron Tigers the best of luck in the state boys AA basketball tournament, whether it's 30 below or a hot summer night. Curtis Heating and Cooling of Huron is there for you and your family if you happen to have problems with your furnace or central air unit. Give Kurt a call at 605-352-5316 for an appointment to have your furnace or central air unit checked or updated. Curtis Heating and Cooling. Now let's go, Tigers.
Dakota Sports AIG, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Ready to go. We'll tip it off here. Huron Tigers, Brandon Valley Lynx, final game of the day here in the AA tournament. The teams played 3 weeks ago today, final game of the regular season for the Huron Tigers. It was Brandon Valley pretty much in control all the way, won at 64 to 43. And ready to go. Huron, the road team. I believe Huron will be wearing those black jerseys all three days of the tournament, black with orange numbers and letters and orange and white trim. Brandon Valley, their home white with red numbers and letters, red and black trim. Altoff and Elwine will jump it up at center court. And we are ready to go. A tip controlled by Huron Tigers, Gavin Moding, CJ Ganey. Front court has McNeil on the right wing. Huron going to my left. I'm courtside here at the Denny. Elwine outside, comes left side to McNeil. McNeil takes one dribble, now Ganey. And he stepped on the sideline, and Huron turns it over. Ganey got some wide open spaces here, and that spatial recognition might be a little bit of an issue there, and I think that's what happened to CJ. And Brandon Valley with the ball for the first time. Delaney comes left side, Zur. Now Delaney back up, right side. Flip it on the baseline, Anderson. He'll back his way in, go back door, reverse layup for two. Cut from the back door, Delaney with the bucket, and Brandon Valley a 2-0 lead. Elwine into the front court, double team. Now top of the key, left side, Elwine again. Elwine back door, nice back cut to Moding. Huron answers with their own cut to the basket for the layup. We're tied at two. Delaney, cross court, right side, Zur will lob it, low post, Anderson. Tries to back his way in against Porish. Spin move. Hard to the hoop. Bounces off. No good. Rebound, Porish. Into the front court. McNeil, left side. Flips back to Moding on the wing. Moding brings it back up top the key. Elwine. Elwine goes low post and threw it away. Zur jumped the passing lane. Got the steal in the front court. Zur lost it on the way up. Foul going to go on Huron. And trying to see who that's on. Can't understand. Okay, it's on C.J. Ganey. First of the game either way. And free throws for Aiden Zur. First free throw is short. He'll get one more. Again, Tiger Nation showing up nicely across the way from me. I posted a couple picks on Twitter if you want to take a look at that. Second shot for Zur into the Huron student body. Hit that one. Brandon Valley up 3-2. No pressure at this point. Ganey brings the ball up. Top of the key. Dribbles off to the left. Flip in the corner. McNeil open for three. Yes! Colt McNeil drains a three in the corner, and Huron has their first lead at 5-3. Links into the front court. Low post. There's Altoff. Double team. Kicks out. Nice catch in the corner. Three for Brandon Valley. Too long. Offensive rebound. Anderson. Anderson backs his way in. He's double team. Kick out. Reverse left to Zur. Back up top of the key. Another three, and that one good. Braden Miller missed the first one. Hit the second one, and the Lynx are up 6-5. Moding, top of the key. Left side, McNeil. Post up, double team on Elwine. Now he wants to back up on Delaney. Kick out in the corner, McNeil. McNeil up top, Moaning, reverse it. Porish left side. Anderson on the drive around Altoff. Had it stripped. Stolen by Zur down the floor. Zur has a two-on-one. Takes it in for the short jumper. Zur with the bucket, and Brandon Valley up 8-5. 5:37 to go, first quarter. McNeil in the corner, back up top, Moaning. Moding waits for some rotation. Now he'll drive. Kick out McNeil. McNeil by Altoff goes reverse layup. Too strong. Rebound. Brandon Valley. Lynx in the front court. Delaney crosses the timeline. Looks back at his coach. Left side Miller. Cross court. Baseline Anderson. 10-footer. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Altoff. It'll be here on Tiger ball. First sub of the game, Carson Evans checks in for Huron, replacing McNeil. 5:10 to go, first quarter. Brandon Valley 8, Huron 5. Elwine will walk the ball up. Delaney picks him up at half court. Coming to the left, here's the screen. Elwine still on the drive, hard to the hoop. Had the ball knocked away, and the rebound going to be picked out of there by Miller. Zur on the left side. Nice pivot back to Delaney. Cross court. Back door Altoff, and he's going to be fouled by Elwine. And Brandon Valley continues to pound it. Elwine picks up the foul. His first, second team, and we'll have a timeout. Timeout on the floor. 4:48 to go. First quarter. Brandon Valley 8 here on 5. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
I'm Jeff Duffy back at the AA State Basketball Tournament. Media timeout with Brandon Valley, an 8-5 lead, and two free throws coming up for Josh Altoff, the 6'8" horse of a senior for the Lynx. Lynx have made no secret. They've been really pounding it on the inside. First free throw no good for Altoff. He'll get one more. 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM, Huron. Second shot for Altoff. Missed him both. Short ball ricochets out, and Evans controls for the Tigers. Quickly up ahead, Porish. Free throw line, almost lost the ball. Now has to get rid of it. Flips back to Moding. He wants to spread the floor, set it up. Moding on the right side. They're trying to shake loose Elwine on a couple of screens. Moding almost had the ball stripped away, gets away. Evans, top of the key. Evans looks left, flips to Ganey. Ganey Now to Moating again. 10-second shot clock. Moating will drive. Hard to the hoop, and he's fouled going to the hoop. Braden Miller will pick up the foul, first of the game against Brandon Valley, and they will give Gavin Moating free throws, two shots for the Huron Tigers senior. Gavin shooting into the Brandon Valley student section for the first half. First free throw for Moating. No good. Brandon Valley, one of four from the free throw line here in the first quarter. One more shot for Moating. Had the Brandon Valley crowd right behind me, by the way. That one way off the mark. And the rebound for Anderson. The teams combined are 1 of 6 from the free throw line. Drive kick out on the baseline. New guy in, go underneath. The ball deflected, but picked up by Altoff. He'll flip it back out. Top of the key, Delaney. Delaney backs out on the left wing. Resets, Zer swinging in the corner. Miller thought about the three. Inside, Anderson leans in for the layup. Good ball movement until they got one of the posts open. 10-5, Brandon Valley. Elwine to the baseline, traveled with it, lost his balance. Attacking the basket, turnover to Brandon Valley. Huron still looking just a little tight here in the early going. And Brandon Valley has forced some turnovers here. 3:47 to go, first quarter. Links up 10-5. Huron's got to find their footing. Three for Zer. Back of the iron, no good. Tipped by Anderson, no good. Third try, Altoff, no good. Finally, Elwine grabs the rebound. Elwine drives, goes down, an offensive foul on Elwine, and that was an easy one to call for the official. He put his shoulder down into Altoff, I believe, and as I said, that was an easy call for the official. Budenhagen pretty upset in front of the bench, but again, I pretty much have to agree with the official. Blake put his shoulder down like in football, and that's going to be an offensive foul most times. Trace Wenz in for the first time for Huron. Huron needs a stop here again. Left side. Back it out. Bounce pass on the baseline. Anderson back door. Get it to Delaney and hangs on the rim. Off. No good. Huron very fortunate. They're only down 5. Elwine 3. Key. No good. Rebound Altoff. Into the front court. Delaney will push. Go underneath, blocked by Elwine, but a foul going to go, I believe, on Porish before the block. And this will put Brandon Valley back at the free throw line. Porish with the foul, his first, third team on Huron. This will put Aiden Zer to the line. He's 1 of 2 from the line, 3 points for the Lynx. 10-5, Brandon Valley. Free throw is no good. Both teams really struggling from the line here early on. Holden Hagen for the first time for the Huron Tigers, replacing Elwine. And Brandon Valley brings their big man Altoff off the floor as well. Into the game for Brandon Valley is Briggs Knudsen. Brady Wells is in the game as well. Second free throw, no good. Missed them both. Rebound Evans. Huron's got to find some offense here. 10-5, Brandon Valley leading. Inside of 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Ganey tries to back his way in. Now out to Porish. Porish at the top of the key, and a foul going to go on Zer, trying to get the steal from Porish. It'll be Huron ball, and they'll inbound it right in front of me. Trace Wenz will trigger it. I mean, he's directly in front of me. That's what happens when you're on the floor. Left side, Porish. He'll drive back his way in by to Zer. Double team, kick out. Three for Evans. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound and a foul on who? Foul on Brandon Valley. Didn't see what happened. Something underneath there. They call the foul on Knudsen. Knudsen picks up his first and the third team on Brandon Valley. 2:33 to go, first quarter. Huron's been stuck at 5 for a long time here in the first. Huron will inbound it on the baseline with Wenz. Wenz looking, back door. There's Evans, goes inside of Anderson, lost it on the way up, perhaps. Missed the shot into the front court, comes Brandon Valley. Knudsen up top, swing it left side to Wells. Wells spins. He'll try to get the shot off. Delaney, low post, go inside Anderson. Kick out, open three in the corner. Good for Knudsen. Knudsen with the three ball, and Brandon Valley up 8, 13-5. Nearing 2 minutes to go, first half. 3-4, Porish, it's good. The freshman delivers. Huron desperately needed that shot. 13-8, Huron back within five. Flip in the corner, Knudsen, now Wells. Wells splits, goes back right. Knudsen, low post, inside. Foul going to go on Haig, who was trying to come around on Anderson. Althoff's back into the game, by the way. So Brandon Valley definitely has a size advantage underneath with Elwine on the bench with two fouls. Foul on Haig is his first. 15 foul on Huron, and free throws coming up for Hayden Anderson. First free throw is no good. Moting will check in for Evans. Into the game for Brandon Valley is Rylan Carroll. Colton Ogle going to come in for the first time, senior for the Huron Tigers, as he replaces Ganey on the floor. Minute 47 to go, first quarter, 13-8, Brandon Valley. Hayden Anderson, second free throw is no good. Rebound, Porish controls for Huron. Brandon Valley, 1 of 8 from the free throw line, first quarter. Porish on the drive, slips it to Haig. Haig is all top on him, kick out. 3-4, Ogle, in and out. That's been the story of Colton Ogle's season. It's right on line and won't drop for him. Back comes Brandon Valley with the board in the corner. Three, good for Brady Wells. Wells hits a three. Lynx are back up by 8, 16-8. Minute 16 to go in the first half, first quarter. Porish drives, cut off by Anderson. Goes back door to Haig, but he's got Althoff on him. Haig goes with a little turnaround, it's short, and Althoff tips the rebound to himself. Lynx can open up a double-digit lead here. With 58 seconds to go in the first quarter, they're up 16-8. In the corner, another three, got it. That's three threes off the bench for Brandon Valley. That one, Rylan Carroll, and they're up 19-8 with 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. Huron desperately needs points. Ogle at the top of the key, right side Porish. Porish goes baseline, forces up a jumper, got it, he's fouled. Boy, he forced it, but I think he felt he was getting fouled, so why not put it up? And Anderson Porish with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Big bucket there for Huron. See if we can tack on the free throw. Ganey checks in for Wins. Zur is back in for Brandon Valley. 32 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Shot clock will be off. As we get the free throw here for freshman Anderson Porish. Got it. Porish leads Huron with 6 points. The lead is 8, 19-11. Huron shows a trap. Brandon Valley breaks it easily. Looks like the Lynx will hold it for one shot with Knudsen out near the timeline. Moting gets out on him. Wells, now Knudsen again. Knudsen has Moting still following him, now dribbles off to the left, 11 seconds to go. Althoff baseline, drives hard to the hoop for two, gave up the baseline, wide open lane for Althoff. 4, 3 seconds to go, Porish, three, it'll count, no good, and that ends the first quarter. Brandon Valley 21, Huron 11, timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more.
Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today, the Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, Huron's got to get some things figured out offensively. They trailed 21-11 and just seemed like everything was difficult there in the first quarter. And the big thing for Brandon Valley is three guys off the bench, Briggs Knutson, Brady Wells, Rylan Carroll, each hit a three for three shooting on threes off the bench. And really that is the difference in the game as we start the second quarter. Brandon Valley will have the ball. Elwine is back in for the Huron Tigers. And he's out there with two fouls. Flip it up ahead to the right side. Back in, Braden Miller. He'll drive, kick out. Zerd fakes the three, almost bobbled it. Delaney goes back door. Anderson spins and blocked by Elwine and then saved in by Porish. Great play by both kids. Huron in transition. Drive by Ganey. Coast to coast for the layup. Ganey with his first bucket of the game. Huron strikes first here in the second quarter. Anderson baseline, gets inside of Porish, and now has Elwine there, and we have a jump ball as Elwine hardly even left his feet, just brought his hands down and tied up the ball, and Huron maybe getting a little momentum here to start the second quarter. They score first, force a turnover. And back within eight as Elwine brings the ball into the front court. McNeil back in as well. Starters in. Elwine tries the drive. Backs his way in against Delaney. Blake has not scored yet. Back up top, Moting. Porish, top of the key. Porish lost the ball. Gets control. Flips back to Ganey. Ganey, top of the key. Hand off to Elwine. Elwine pulls the trigger for three. Way off the mark. He has struggled here in the first half. Rebound, Altoff. Brandon Valley up eight. There's a minute gone here in the second quarter. Delaney out there with Moting. Delaney dribbling to the left. Moting stays with him. Ganey with the steal. Stepped in front of Anderson. One-on-one. He'll go in by Delaney for the layup. Two buckets to start the second quarter by C.J. Ganey. And Huron pulls within six. 21-15. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Delaney out there with Ganey. Lost his dribble. Comes high post all top. Back door. Nothing there for Miller. And they'll kick it back out. Miller in the corner. Zerr. Will lob it high post, Altoff with Elwine on him. Altoff backs his way in, goes back door. Nice pass to Anderson for the layup. They're probably 4 feet apart, but a great pass by Altoff. Brandon Valley gets their first points of the second quarter. They're back up eight, 23-15. Moaning up top has Ganey on the right wing. CJ isolated out there. Drives the paint again, goes back door. Nice catch, Moaning. Fakes, goes up. Gets fouled, and I believe Gavin Moting will go to the free throw line. Moting with 2 points in the game, 0 for 2 on free throws. Again, neither team. Well, Huron only shot two, went 0 for 2, but Brandon Valley 1 of 8 from the free throw line. Huron fortunate this score is where it's at, down 8. Free throw, no good. Nobody can make a free throw. Brandon Valley first quarter shooting. 8 of 15. Huron was 4 of 12. One more shot now for Moting. And bounces that one in. 3 for Gavin Moting. 23-16. Huron down 7 with 5:50 to go in the first half. Quickly in the front court, open 3. Miller got it. Wide open on the wing. Braden Miller, his second three, and Brandon Valley hitting their threes. That's the difference in the game. Floater by Ganey, short, gets his own rebound, and will bring it right back out. Moting will reset the offense. Evans back in for Huron. Moting starts the drive, fakes, kicks out. McNeil now flips to Ganey, a deep three, got it. High arching three, Ganey, 7 points. In the second quarter, all seven of the eight for Huron. Huron back within 7, 26-19. Low post, Altoff, double team, kicks out, got it out there. Swing it right side. There's Miller, another three. That one no good. Rebound slapped away by Altoff, but controlled by Huron. Huron down seven, a chance to cut the lead. Gainey outside. Dribbles to the left, stops, hands off to Elwine. Blake to the block, double team. Kick out, three for McNeil as an air ball. Might have been partially blocked. Altoff was out there, and here comes Brandon Valley into the front court. Flick back to Miller, now in the corner. They're trying to post up Altoff again. Altoff wants the ball, gets it. Will feed out in the corner, open three again. Ryland Carroll with the three, and Brandon Valley is draining the threes. And they lead by 10 again at 29-19. Oh, Link's just doing the inside out, and the guys are knocking down open threes. Elwine baseline, step back three, in and out, no good. Gainey rebound. Now Elwine, he'll spin, hard to the hoop, block, comes down with it, shoots over Altoff, missed it again. And in a tough first half for Blake. Down the floor, Moding will knock the ball away. And saved by Moding. He knocked it away. It hit the official in the back, stayed in bounds. And Moding, hustling, came up with the loose ball. Baseline McNeil. Huron needs to score. 3:40 to go here in the first half. Brandon Valley is up 10. McNeil in the corner. Up top, it's Gainey. Three at the key, in and out. Rebound underneath for Dulaney. Brandon Valley up 10 with the ball. Three in the corner. Got it. Ryland Carroll. Three threes. Two here in the second quarter. Brandon Valley up 32-19. 3:13 to go in the first half. Media timeout coming up whenever there's a whistle. Gainey tries to back his way in. Kick out in the corner. Evans. Evans has a lane. He'll go hard and get fouled going to the hoop. And we'll get the media timeout. 3:01 to go, first half. Brandon Valley 32, Huron 19. Timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
In 24 with incredible savings. It's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with your family at Ryan Singer Restaurant. Enjoy our Easter buffet of prime rib, ham, turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green bean casserole, glazed carrots, mac and cheese salad, tossed salad, broccoli salad, and cottage cheese pockets with cream sauce. Plus, a dessert box. Ryan Singer Restaurant Easter buffet is Sunday, March 31st. From 10:30 till 3. Call 605-352-1639 for reservations.
Back at the Denny, and Brandon Valley right now is clicking. They're up 32-19. I'm interested to see the halftime stats to see what the three-point percentage is for Brandon Valley. Just off the bench, Brandon Valley is 5 for 5 shooting three-point shots. That's between Briggs Knutson, Brady Wells, and Ryland Carroll. Carroll with three of them. Off the timeout, we'll get two free throws for Carson Evans. Carson has not scored in the game. Evans' free throw is good. He's in the scorebook. ...32-20, Brandon Valley leading by a dozen. Trace Wen's going to come in for Evans if he knocks down this second free throw. Free throw is good, got them both. And Wen's returns on the floor. Porish came in off the timeout as well. It's Elwine, Porish, Wen's, Gainey, and Moding. 32-21, the lead at 11, and Huron's got to get some stops, but I guess you got to start by defending that three-point shot. Delaney, right wing, gets it up top. Knudsen, now hand off to Delaney. He'll drive, top corner to Lane. In the corner, Carroll, Delaney back up. Carroll left side. Wenz gets out on him. Still working around the perimeter. Here's the post up. Low post, Anderson. Head fake. Double teamed and traveled with it. Good helping defense by C.J. Gainey as he helped out with Elwine defensively and got him to turnover. And Althoff, who had a quick break there off the timeout, so he got probably about 30 seconds break after the timeout, and he's right back on the floor for Brandon Valley. 2:37 to go in the first half. Again, here on a chance to get the single digits, but just got to find a way to get something to start clicking offensively and then get some stops defensively. Gainey into the front court, top of the key. Left side Wenz on the wing, Althoff on him. Now flick back up top. Here's the drive by Gainey. Flick out the top of the key. Porridge for three. In and out. Rebound tipped up, and Althoff took it away from Gainey and Moding. Front court. There they go. Low post again. Anderson over Porridge. Little jumper. No good. Rebound Porridge. Down the floor, and Porridge tried to thread the needle, and it's stolen away by Hayden Anderson. Lynx forced the turnover. Low post, all top, block against Elwine, up with the left hand, rolls around, no good, all the rim and would not go. And we have a foul on Huron. Foul on Porridge. I did not see what happened there. It was an uncontested rebound for Elwine. I didn't see what Porridge did. He picks up his second, and Brandon Valley will keep the ball and get a fresh shot clock out of the deal. Minute 50 to go in the first half. Brandon Valley up by 11. Inbounds comes all the way up top. Thought about the three. Now go left side. Here's the drive. Miller hit it off the bottom of the bank board, and it ricochets right to Porridge. Elwine into the front court. Porridge top of the key. He'll drive. Shoot over Althoff. Free throw line jumper rolls in. 8 for Anderson Porridge, and Huron gets it back to single digits, 32-23, minute 26 to go in the first half. Delaney goes low post, Althoff spins around, oh, puts his shoulder down, they don't call that, and they call foul on Elwine, that's his third. Althoff put his shoulder down right into the shoulder blades of Elwine, and they call the foul on Elwine. That's his third. And Budenhagen really talking up the official. And, I mean, literally, Althoff put his shoulder into his chest. And he'll get two free throws while Elwine gets his third foul. Free throw is good for Althoff. Haig will come in as Elwine will have to sit the rest of the first half with his third personal. Minute 16 to go in the second quarter. Coach Noyes had to come over, and, well, Budenhagen still barking, but Noyes has kind of intercepted there. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Moding. But, again, you have Elwine with three fouls. He'll sit the rest of the first half. Here on a small lineup out there now. Left side caught by Haig underneath against Althoff. Bounce pass back in the middle. Moding, a little spin. Flips back, three for Gainey, no good. Rebound by Haig, kept it alive. Gainey, top of the key, Wenz. Wenz left side, back in the corner, Gainey. Up top of the key, Moding, reverse right side, Evans. Carson tried to drive to the basket, nothing there. Back door, nothing there. 40 seconds to go, first half. Up top of the key, it's Moding. Moding drives the paint, and a foul going to go on Brandon Valley. Was a good defensive set by the Lynx until the whistle. And is that is the fourth team foul on Brandon Valley. Huron will run the out-of-bounds play. 33 seconds to go. The shot clock is off. Inbounds Gainey on the right wing. Couple of shoulder fakes. Both Porridge and Elwine are on the bench, so about a small of a lineup as Huron will have. Moding, top of the key, dribbles to the left. Huron just not getting anywhere. Long three, Gainey, it's short. Long rebound in the corner, and Haig goes crashing over the Brandon Valley bench. And the Lynx will have the ball, a chance to score with 14 seconds to go in the first half. Lynx are up by 10, 33-23. Lynx for sure will hold it by one. Huron showing some pressure in the backcourt. Delaney brings the ball up. Moding cuts in front of him. Top of the key. 8-7 seconds. Carroll for three. That one no good. His first miss from the field. Rebound wins with 2-1. Here's Moding. Shoots at the buzzer. No good. At the half, it's Brandon Valley 33, Huron 23. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Back with our halftime. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.